Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. I welcome you today to Line of Judah Online, the teaching ministry for the body of Christ, for the believer, to train them up to do the work of the ministry. We're doing a subject at present called the Bible Principle of Calling Things into Reality. And this is topic number 4, and it's called The Great Misunderstanding. In this topic, I want to explain something that's very important to a believer. There's no power in denying what already exists. Denying that you are not sick when you are sick is lying. Quote the promise of God that you're healed. Deny the sickness the right to stay in your body according to the promise of God, which is the total truth. Do not call sickness when you are sick. Call for healing according to the promise of God that already belongs to you. When you are sick, call for what you do not have, and that's health. Now, let me give you some examples. The first example, if a person has a blood disease, but confesses or denies that he has no blood disease, that disease might go, but then the doctor may say to him, you haven't got a blood disease anymore, but you've got cancer instead. He should have called the body well and healed. This is the real answer. There is no power in denying what exists. The power is calling for the thing that is not existing. We have to believe before we receive. Let me give you another example now. If a person wants to sell his car to buy another car, so he denies that he has a car, he might wake up one morning to find that his car has been stolen. We are to speak to the mountain or the problem or the situation or the object. We call it sold after praying Mark chapter 11, 23. We call the desired result, the desired end result. The mountain will not be removed just because you speak to it. But speaking is involved in the process to build up your faith to remove the mountain. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Be careful when your faith is highly developed because the manifestation will be quick no matter what it is. You can be highly developed in your faith or highly developed in your fear to receive that. Let me now give you a personal example. Years ago, when I was just learning about this, about healing, about faith, about confessing God's word over the situation, I was in my working place and I had a heavy cold. And I prayed and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, I'm healed. And that's the truth, because I was a believer and the promises of God belonged to me of healing. Now, I went to work and I was still coughing and spluttering. And someone says, oh, you've got the cold or a flu. I said, I'm healed. And they said, no, you're not. I can hear you've got a cold. You're sniffling and you're sneezing. And I said, I'm healed. They didn't understand the process, but I did. I wasn't calling myself sick. I was calling myself healed. The promise of God says in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you are healed. I was confessing the absolute truth, the answer to my problem of sickness. But please understand, I was not denying that I was sick. This is where it's very difficult sometimes for people to understand. In this situation, I was sick. Yes, my body was sick, but I'd prayed and asked God for the healing promise. I said, in Jesus' name, I am healed. When you take the promise of God and put it on a situation and keep on believing by faith, that situation will change to become like the promise of God. There's no point in me denying that I was not sick because I was sick, but I didn't say to him, I'm not sick. I said to the person, I'm healed. I'm not denying that I'm sick, but I'm confessing that I'm healed. At the same time, there's two things going on here. My body is still sick, but the power of God's word is coming into effect, changing that sickness over a period of time into healing, into health. My position in the situation was still to keep on confessing that I'm healed according to God's word and not confess that I'm sick. Let me try and simplify this a little bit more for you. If the doctor says you're sick and you're a born-again Christian, you can go to God's word and say, in the name of Jesus, according to 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I am healed. That is the absolute truth. There is such a thing as a fact. A fact is not always the truth. In this situation, the doctor says he's sick, and that's a fact. It's got a report, but the truth is that person is a Christian and they're healed. So what they do, they go to the Word of God, which is the absolute truth for any situation. They take the absolute truth, the promise of God, 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you are healed. And he takes that fact, puts it into his spirit man, builds up the faith and speaks it out of his mouth at the situation. We put the Word of God, which is absolute truth, over and onto the fact. So we take the promise of God, put it on the fact that the person's sick, and the fact is, the fact will become the truth in time when we walk by faith and keep confessing we're healed. Any fact that comes towards us in the earth system, the negative system that comes towards us, we can take the promise of God, which is the absolute truth for any situation, and apply it to that fact. And that fact must change to become the truth if we follow the principles of God. I hope through this topic you've got a better understanding of how people can misunderstand this process. It's very important that you call things for what you want, not what you have. Thank you for being with me through this topic. The next topic coming up is topic number 5, say it like it is. If you do not, you're lying. Thank you and God bless.